From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in London today for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mr. Obama arrived in London after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia, where he spoke to reporters about the situation in Syria.
In Syria, the cessation of hostilities is obviously under tremendous strain, including continued violations by the Assad regime. This violence is yet another reminder that there is only one way to end this civil war, as our GCC partners agree: a transitional governing body, a new constitution with free elections, including a transition away from Assad.
Following meetings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts. United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks that began in Kuwait on Thursday after being delayed, but opposition delegations stayed home complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the United States continues to believe the talks are vitally important for Yemen right now. He said the U.S. urges the parties to fully engage in good faith in order to end the military conflict immediately and to return to a peaceful political process. Human Rights Watch says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, 8 of them children. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Egypt's security services of carrying out illegal detentions, as well as forced disappearances of people, including children. They also have accused Egypt of torture of detainees. This is VOA News. Entering its fourth week, France's Nuit Debout is defying stereotypes. The left-wing Paris movement that began to protest government labor reforms has spread to other French and European towns, taken on a variety of grievances, and sparked talks of social revolution. We get more now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
The massive protests here against last year's terrorist attacks are over. Today's message at the Place de la République is both festive and revolutionary. Bringing thousands together here and elsewhere in France is Nuit Debout, or Up All Night, although it's pretty much all day too. The movement includes workshops where some people are trying to write a new French constitution. Some are here for side events, like celebrating Algeria's northern Kabylia region.
I want peace in the whole world, against terrorism in our country, around the world.
Many here are fed up with the leftist government, the high unemployment, and the struggling economy. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Chad's president, Idriss Déby, has secured his fifth term in office, beating out more than a dozen opponents in a landslide victory, but opposition leaders are accusing him of voter fraud. Déby won 61.5% of the vote in the April 10th election, according to the National Election Commission, beating his main opposition leader, Saleh Kazabo, by nearly 50%. Kazabo, though, said the vote was rigged. Japan's transport minister says he wants Mitsubishi to be honest with the customers after revelations the company manipulated fuel efficiency data on more than 620 cars. Reuters news agency is reporting an official of the U.S. National Highway Safety Administration has asked Mitsubishi for information on vehicles sold in the U.S. American pop icon Prince has died. He was 57. Shocking news was confirmed by the artist's publicist after reports that police were investigating a death at his home outside the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So far, no official cause of death has been given. Fans like Lisa Grant gathered outside New York's Apollo Theater to mourn Prince's death.
We're losing a lot of icons. I'm 44, so I grew up with these people. I grew up with Prince. So this one hurts. It hurts really deep because he set the stage for a lot of acts that follow. And a lot of people don't appreciate what he brought to the table. He was beyond time. What he did in the late 70s to the 80s, no one was doing. And no one's still doing. And he's going to be missed.
Again, singer, songwriter, American icon Prince, dead at the age of 57.
That's the latest world news from VOA.